made him do it. We'll explain. And Billy Ray Cyrus might be newly engaged, but Tish Cyrus isn't sitting around with an achy-breaky heart. We'll get into that.
Also, we didn't see this cheesy dish coming. You won't believe why this woman is mad at Velveeta.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! Today we have our girl, songbird, and TV personality, Tamar Braxton, back in the building!
Hey! Ooh, I'm so excited to be back. Okay, girl, what's the tea? I know it's hot.
Y'all smell it?
What's that?
Where? Howard Stern's hateration for Oprah Winfrey is smelling up the atmosphere, y'all. The shock jock accused the queen of all media of being a show-off on social media on his radio show. Now, Howard said, Oprah's not embarrassed with her wealth at all. She loves showing it off. It's mind-blowing when you follow her on Instagram. You see her estates, her gardens, the people who service her. She's got servants and, like, people cooking. It's wild.
What does he expect to see from Oprah? It is Oprah, right? She's been a billionaire for quite a while now.
He sound like a hater to me.
Howard Stern would do that. Rich as his ass.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He got money just because he want to wear jeans every day, tennis shoes.
Right.
That's his, you know, stylist. Right. But homegirl, listen, billionaire stylist Tamar, living the lap of luxury all over Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I saw a video of, like, Oprah eating ramen in a bando, I'd think something terrible happened.
Right,
you know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe we're looking at a different Instagram. I don't see that at her Instagram.
That's what I
saw,
because I never saw that.
In my head, she's showing us food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's his ass looking at all the stuff she got.
Yeah. Howard Stern is also worth a couple hundred million, but he's probably just mad that he doesn't have private island money.
He has to have a lot of money, though, by now.
He's got big bucks.
He got a lot of money. Robin get paid good money. Hell, she get,
Robin Givens? What? No. What about Robin?
Quivers. Robin, his co-host.
The black lady.
Yeah.
She get paid real good. I know she get paid more than I do.
You know. And next.
Well, okay, now, Will Smith sat down at the table.
Oh, Lord, please don't tell me that not the red table.
Oh, God, no, Lord. No, Lord. I thankfully know not that table, but across the table from Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. And after being away from the public eye for almost a year, Will sat down with Trevor to talk about the Oscar slap heard around the world and reveal what made him do it. Check this out.
I was gone, dude. I was, you know, that was a rage that had been bottled for a really long time.
Right.
My nephew, Dom, is 9. And he is the sweetest little boy. He's like, you know, we came home and it's like he had stayed up late to see his Uncle Will, you know. And we're sitting in my kitchen and he's on my lap and he's holding the Oscar. And he's just like, why did you hit that man, Uncle Will? You know, damn it. Damn, why are you trying to Oprah me?
I would have never thought a man, Muhammad Ali, would be dapping tears.
Well, what's wrong with that? He's self-reflecting and having accountability, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, men don't usually cry. I mean, usually I would cry or something, but, I mean, I've never seen Head Crack or Tanner cry, so I don't know.
You're not in their personal
inside.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, Gary,
you're not around them.
Sometimes on the elevator, when I think about just sitting next to you on the way to work in the morning, I cry just every single day. I'm just like... And as much as that man has been called soft in the public eye, do you realize how many times he probably wanted to snuff somebody? Didn't.
Yep.
So I feel like he should be in the Kenan Thompson boat of everyone gets one.
I can't believe it's been almost a year. It seems like it was yesterday since that whole slap situation.
He just now talking about it.
2022. Slapped him so hard we lost track of time.
Okay.
Well, speaking of, honey, unruly behavior, Tamar.
Yes,
girl,
honey,
we got to know, honey, what made you do this, child?
Lord.
Now, we dished about you, honey, crunching on Trick Daddy's greasy finger-licking good chicken, pig feet, and, baby, some good lima beans. Now, when you went on this show, honey, I got my pots, honey, and although, honey, you didn't get physical with him, the shade was real good. Now, let's just play back, honey, the moment as a refresher.
Now you see why they don't be wanting to go home?
I'm going home. For sure. Everybody want me to be so shady. I am not that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Tamar 2.0. Yes.
No, girl, that shade don't go nowhere.
I'm fun shade, right?
Okay.
And so that's really what it was, because he was talking about, you know, how he be, you know.
Well, okay, that's my thing. That's my thing. Is he said that this is why they don't want to go home. Is that what he was? Was he kind of like?
He was just saying how skilled he is in other places other than the kitchen.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when you were like this, you were like,
girl, you gave the last look like
Yeah, it was just giving no, like, no. You cool and you got pop-pop vibes. So and who, let's just not, you know. Pop-pop vibes. It's not what I'm into.
Who's hungry after all that smacking, though? Was the chicken really good?
Yes.
And the pigtails. Yes. Pig feet? Was it feet or tails?
No, it was pigtails. And it was the first time I've actually had pigtails.
Really?
Oh, they were
delicious.
I'm so surprised
you tried it. When we say pigtail, are we talking about like pig rump? Or are we talking about the curly?
Of the pig.
The tail.
The tail.
Really? The little curly?
Yeah.
It doesn't look disgusting or anything.
No, it's just
like
a tail in a damn pot with some lime.
But it looks like it looked like a tail. It looked like a navel, big navel.
With like really like a rat tail.
With skin on it.
No. It's like a tail.
Y'all acting so stuck up.
I never had it before.
But it's like a tail.
I've been free a long time.
It looked like a tail, and them pig knuckles look like a hand. What is the pickle? The feet.
No, the pickle feet. Yeah.
I promise you, when black folks get money, the first thing to go is the swine.
Thank
That's
you.
Terrible.
Oh, girl, I'm not being good.
The first thing to go?
Okay, it looks like now it's a party in the USA for both of Miley's parents. We know that Billy Ray Cyrus is engaged to singer Fire Rose. Well, now his ex, Tish Cyrus, also has a new boo. Ooh, good for you, boo. He dropped a pic on her IG story, cuddled up with her new guy, Dominique Purcell, from the show Prison Break. Ooh. And she tagged him, and she included a red heart. Now, Miss Tish, honey, is 55, and Dominique is 52, so they're really close in age, closer than her ex, Billy Ray, who is 61, and Fire Rose, who is 34 years old.
Okay.
Now, so what do y'all think? Do y'all like I'm that age is more appropriate?
Is it I'm out, you know what I'm saying? She got herself an in-shape dude, you know what I mean?
I don't think 34 and 61 is bad either, though. I really don't care about age, though. It's about the connection
That's
for
how
me.
I feel, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess.
Although I've never dated anyone younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you date somebody young, I feel they're making you out of a fool, trying to make you think, like, you need me because I'm younger than you. Mm-hmm. I don't like that, honey, so no.
Mm-hmm. No, sometimes the younger people need, I don't know, nurturing and, I don't know, coddling.
My wife is younger than me, and she's smart as hell, so I love learning from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it works very well.
Yeah, as long as it's not elder abuse.
Right.
Yeah. All right, y'all, it is time for Dizzy Dish Coming! That's right, and this time we got a woman named Amanda Ramirez from Florida, and of course it's from Florida, and she's suing Kraft Heinz Food Company for $5 million.
What? Oh, Lord.
Y'all, wait until you hear why, okay? So Amanda is claiming that Velveeta shells and cheese cups take longer to be ready than the 3.5 minutes shown on the cup. She just says that the preparation takes that long. But that's not all. She's also mad that the price of the $10.99 for 8 cups is much higher than other brands without misleading labeling. So what y'all think?
It's $11 for macaroni and cheese in a cup?
For eight cups.
That's expensive,
guys.
It does take that first pitch. You remember that person who sued McDonald's because the coffee was hot?
Yo, that case was messed up. That case was messed up, though. That old woman.
There's loopholes here. I think we should sue people for not putting the chips in the bag all the way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're so right. If I could sue.
All air.
Half a bag of chips.
Yo, chips.
They charge us for the whole bag of chips.
Vitamin bottles, everything. Where they only fill it halfway.
How much we suing for?
I know a lawyer.
We suing Lay's.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Up next, Glorilla's giving dating advice that she thinks some of y'all might need. Come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yo.
Congratulations to Snoop Dogg's 23-year-old daughter, Corey Brodus, and her longtime boyfriend, Wayne, because over the weekend, the two got engaged. Corey shared the video of her engagement saying, "The easiest yes ever. I love you so much. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. And this is dope because Snoop approves of this young man, okay? Mm. And that is hard to do."
Yeah.
Now, Corey is young. Do y'all think it's too soon for Corey to be getting married, you know? And are celebrity kids different than regular kids?
I think it might be right on time because a lot of my single friends is like, yo, there ain't nothing out here. So you just kind of got to, like, lock it down when you find that good one that's going to treat you right and do right by you.
And as a celebrity kid, you see a lot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Growing up, and you go through, you know, different things than regular kids.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Can you imagine how relieved that man was when he got the okay from Snoop? Because it just seems like that's not a dude whose bad side you want to be on.
Trust
even
me,
though he seemed cool, you know what I mean?
This man ain't just showed up yesterday.
Thank you.
Right. He's been around trying to earn his way. You know what I'm saying? He's been around proving himself.
Okay. Well, I hope she have a prenup, hell. I know that, so, honey.
Well, I They look happy.
Really?
Yes, and if Snoop happy and Shante happy for their child, we should be happy.
Absolutely. We happy, y'all.
All right, moving along. Well, speaking of love and happiness, Adele had a fangirl moment after finding out that Shania Twain attended one of her concerts. Yeah, she shared a candid photo of herself performing. While Shania watched her from the crowd wearing this wide-brimmed cowboy hat with the caption, "Thank God you had a hat on. I would have self-combusted had I seen it was you. I adore you. I can't believe you came into my show." In response, Shania reshared the story and wrote, "Thank God we didn't make eye contact. All I can think of is the reaction of all those Adele fans combusting halfway through the show." Which is the... wait, okay, so Tamar and Brad, have y'all ever been performing and, seen somebody out in the audience and it sort of, made you nervous?
Brad came to one of my shows and I almost lost my mind. I was like, "Don't look at me."
Yeah. "Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I'm saying it.
It was so good.
Yeah,
it's not comfortable at all.
Really?
It's not. Yeah.
That's so cool, though, that Shania Twain came to her show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of the hottest shows in town, man. Like, every time I see some clip from the show, it's something different, whether it's the magic and the glitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she was twerking weirdly the other day.
Wait, Adele was twerking?
Well, it wasn't twerking. She did a Megan Thee Stallion dance on some part.
Yeah,
it was just like, okay, I didn't think these could do that. Yeah,
we love to go to our peers' shows and see them perform, too. Yeah,
And we love to make them nervous.
Don't combust.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, moving on. It's time for
Dish the
Babe. Honey, Miss Glorilla took to Twitter to give some much-needed dating advice. She said,
"Dating a man you meet in the club is only a recipe for disaster because he's not looking to settle down."
Boom. Like, what y'all think? Y'all think she's the right?
First off,
I think she is right.
Why is your Glorilla voice like Gary's Butch voice?
Because that's how she sounds.
She like this.
But I agree with Glorilla. You know, men ain't—they just in the club, honey. The screw—they ain't trying to meet nobody.
Well, I mean, there's levels to this club thing. I mean, like, you go to the ratchet spot, you gonna get that kind of energy there. You go to like a happy hour, a place where business professionals meet.
Right.
You go see certain people. Even Sam's Club is a club.
Where
you can meet people.
Yeah, but that ain't what sis was talking about.
You talking about the club.
Yeah. Tanner seemed to be a good guy. I mean, would y'all talk to him or pick him up if he was in the club if you saw him?
You know what? Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm liking other things nowadays. Yeah. So you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Tamar is down with this.
You know what? Allegedly.
Allegedly, huh?
I'm just out here like.
We saw you, girl. We seen you.
Allegedly.
Tamar, we seen you.
I have friends, Brad. Yeah. Okay?
You was holding his hand, Tamar.
I hope all of my friends.
No, Tamar, we seen you.
See my friends. Yeah.
Free at last. Yeah. Well, up next, find out what celebrity went from a thief to a big Hollywood star. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever, is a huge hit, you guys.
Yes.
But something that's not huge in the movie is Namor's bulge.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, it was digitally edited in the movie, but not in the movie's trailer. Okay, so Twitter users even campaigned to restore it to its original size, with one user tweeting before and after pics saying, "Give Namor his penis back."
Oh, my God.
But not so fast. Tenoch Huerta, who plays Namor, commented on the CGI controversy, and he said, "The only thing that I can say is the original was the photo on the right without the bulge. That's original."
You know, I didn't even think to look at it when I saw the movie. I'm upset about it.
Because it obviously wasn't there. They probably CGI'd it out. I think he's just saying that. You know, so he's not drawing attention to himself and that being the base.
Sure.
And that probably makes him more accurate because he spends most of the time in the water, so shrinkage.
Yeah. Oh, I would imagine being a mer person.
Yeah.
Wow. You're dealing with that all the time.
I'm going to try to bring back the bulge.
Yeah.
I was in the store the other day. This damn guy came. That bathroom, it was ridiculous.
The bulge?
Yes.
Was it a blessing?
Yes, it was ridiculous.
What did he have on?
He had some damn shorts. And it was just ridiculous. I said, "You got to
you gotta do something about
you
that.
You said something to him?
You're damn right, because he came up and spoke to me. I said, you have to do something about that. I'm sorry. And I called my friend, Miss Kevin. I said, bitch, you ought to see what I'm looking at. I said, girl, you gotta see this. It was ridiculous.
Gary's like a penis carrier.
Yeah, okay.
It was ridiculous.
Well, y'all, someone who got big and stays big. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So listen to this, y'all. He shared on IG that back in the 80s in Hawaii, he used to steal candy from the 7-Eleven. Wow. So he recently went back to the stores to make things right.
When I was 14 years old, every day I used to stop here at the 7-Eleven and steal a king-size Snicker bar because I couldn't afford to buy one. That was my pre-workout food. I did that for almost a year every day. I had to come back and buy every Snickers bar on those shelves.
I like it.
Whatever.
Yeah, but he kind of just bought the candy bars that were there, didn't necessarily pay for the ones that he's stolen. So if he really wanted to make it right, he would have bought those and just doubled the amount of money that he paid for it to bounce it out.
That's a good point, friend.
Yeah. You still stole, bro.
You know, The Rock was, like, legitimately, like, very, very, like, poor and lived at the poverty level. And, like, the name of his production company, $7 Productions, because at a certain point, all he literally had was a $7 cash in his pocket. That's why the name of his company is $7 Productions. And so it's like, I get it. It's probably, like, a spiritual thing for him. But, you know, he's also the kind of dude who's, like, buying people in his family trucks and houses. And so.
Trucks and damn houses. Check. You're a millionaire. And that man who bought that, whatever he bought for that truck or whatever, that was ridiculous.
He bought him the truck that he liked. And the one that you can afford, you want to buy something so expensive, you can't afford the taxes or the maintenance and upkeep.
Yeah.
Well, he should have bought a house to go with the truck, because that truck looks better than a house.
How you going to tell somebody what to buy somebody else?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, don't tell us about it then.
Gary was just telling somebody what to do with their own penis a minute ago.
Gary's being a great
student. You can't even be kind to somebody. The perfect color for you today, okay? Buy humbug, bitch.
Up next, Cara Delevingne just donated something to science, and you won't believe what it is, man. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
This is it!
Now, ladies, if you're tired of not being satisfied in bed, Cara Delevingne is coming to the rescue. Literally.
What?
While shooting the show Planet Sex with Cara Delevingne, she investigates the gender climax gap, which shows that it is easier for men to climax while it is harder for women to do so. Now, Cara believes that women should have equally satisfying sex lives. So get this. She has donated an orgasm to science.
Huh? Wait, what?
Yeah. Her donated orgasm will allow researchers to test the blood of someone before and after orgasm in an effort to understand the body's chemistry, you know, when all that thing go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
How do you donate an orgasm? Would she just sit there and make the noise and just send it to the doctor?
Well, she did her thing, I guess. You know, like maybe like she played for the Yankees or something. And then they extracted blood after the fact, just to see if their, you know, her body chemistry changed, you know, post-orgasm.
But they do say that men can't have orgasms quicker than women, though. They say y'all take a long time and stuff.
I mean, you should know, right? Fake. Like, I mean, like, you still with us, right?
You're one of us.
Oh.
You speak like you was a third party.
How long has it been, Gary?
So I've heard.
I'm trying to see Jesus' face, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
Me too, child.
Okay. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.